So we've walked beyond the parking lot through that first little stretch of woods, and we're into an open area. It's an area that was actually disturbed prior to the establishment of the preserve by some petroleum exploration. When you come out here, you'll find an area that's dominated by heaths, members of the blueberry family. So we have some taller, shrubby mountain laurels. We also have a large blueberry called deerberry that in the spring it has these white flowers with petals that kind of flare out and the stamens dangle out of the flowers. So the scientific name is Vaccinium staminium. It refers to the obvious stamens. And they get these big berries on them that you think, oh, it's just going to be great when these things become ripe. And they never really get ripe. They never really get good. It's just nothing but a disappointment. But then you also have other blueberries in here, including a blueberry called velvet leaf blueberry. It's one of the lower kind of low bush blueberries. You look at the leaves, the underside of the leaves, and you look at the twigs, and they're really fuzzy. And so this is a great place to find blueberries midsummer and later in the summer. But you look on the ground, you actually have some cranberry in a kind of a weird place. We're going to talk about cranberry when we get out to the bog. And you can find other low-growing plants that are typical of this family as well. Things like wintergreen or teaberry and trailing arbutus. All these members of the heath family require more acidic soils to grow. So you come out here, you know that you have fairly acidic soils.